following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. To see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
So, basically, yes, my lovies, it is, Friday, and we have the weekend coming up, and, cleaning people coming over. Yes, we hawked some furniture, we sold some, valuable family jewels, and we're actually having cleaning people coming because next weekend, I can't even bring myself to think about this. Next Friday night. A wonderful person is coming over, Wes Stone, a delightful individual, absolutely adorable inside and out, is coming for dinner, which is a wonderful thing. But unfortunately, for every good, there's a bad, for every yin, there's a yang, for every great, there's a pile of wormy dog shit. And we're also going to have a big pile of wormy dog shit over as a guest. So we have to get the house cleaned because not only is the pile of wormy dog shit and Wes coming for dinner, but they're spending the night. And so that means we can't get away with just cleaning the downstairs, which is what we did last weekend when we had our guests for dinner. We just cleaned the downstairs. We have to get the whole fucking house cleaned.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
A delightful individual, absolutely adorable inside and out.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 858 of the BFO for Monday, the 16th of May, 2011, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show, yo. We are going to talk about preparations for the upcoming trip. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh, hi, everyone. Ooh, yuck. I hope you... Big Freddy, what a way to start the week. Yo, by the way, that was I'll tell you about it. I'll tell you in a little while what that was. But I hope your Monday is going well, y'all. It has been quite the weekend. Quite the weekend. Let me just review it with you here very, very quickly. Y'all, on a Friday, y'all, there was no LFC. And so Big Fatty just kind of caught up on some of the programs on the TV machine. And then I started thinking about what I was going to take with me on the trip. Hadn't packed the first thing, y'all. However, I did find the $7.77 that I've got to take to the... The Northern California meet and greet to award the prize. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. What else did I do? Oh, I've got my Vons card all ready to go, and y'all, I've got all my paperwork and documentation in a lovely folder to take with me, and y'all, it's just, yes, Big Fatty, it sounds lovely, just lovely, but y'all, I tried to sleep late on Saturday morning, and y'all, yeah, I'm just telling you, it's the ravages of age, y'all, you just can't sleep late on Saturday morning. But y'all, before I go any further, y'all, many of you awakened on, Friday the 13th to find there was no Big Fatty. Big Fatty, what happened? Please tell us what happened. And y'all, I don't know. Y'all, I did everything as I always do. And then y'all, it was clearly Friday the 13th. And y'all, I'm sitting here and I'm because the show posted over on the website, but y'all, it didn't show up in the iTunes. And I'm like, Big Fatty, what is wrong with it? And y'all, there was some sort of message. Oh! This is unacceptable. Big Fatty, the BFO is broken. Or I don't know what the fuck it said. But anyway, y'all, I'm sitting here eating my Cheerios that morning. And y'all, the cellular telephonic device starts to ring, y'all. And it is the patron saint of the BFO. Y'all, Big Fatty, something's wrong, and I know I'm gonna have to fix it, because you do not use the computers, and y'all, it's true, I don't, but, anyway, evidently there was something that I don't know, because y'all, the patron saint show was also having the same problem, and, so anyway, y'all, it was evidently some sort of ampersand issue, and y'all, but yeah, I don't know. But anyway, if you just got rid of all the ampersands associated with the show, it worked just fine. So anyway, I don't know, but y'all, that is what shows you what a patron saint is, because y'all, I didn't even have to make the call. In fact, I was getting ready to send an e-letter when the phone rang. So, I mean, y'all, it was a preemptive strike. Yes, Big Fatty, a preemptive strike. Lovely. Kind of like what you're going to have to deal with on Friday. Y'all, I'm just going to tell you. I hope that there is plenty of flypaper hanging from the mansion out there in Walnut Hills, because y'all, if I have seen it once, I've seen it 150 times, and I am not exaggerating here, but I have seen it 150 times. Oh, to be a fly on the wall, and y'all, you know there'll be plenty of flies on the walls out there in Walnut Hills, you know, because y'all, you know, you can have people come in and clean your house, but y'all, they cannot get rid of the underlying remnants of your filth and squalor. So y'all, I know that there will be, you know, if anyone's gonna find the filth and squalor, it'll be Big Fatty. Oh dear Gussie, but y'all, and y'all, I'm just gonna go ahead and warn you now. This may be an all Vera.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald.
I have got restless arm syndrome.
Don't you love me? Oh yes.
It may be an all Vera week on the openings of the show, because y'all, you know, between Friday the 13th and having the embarrassment of people having to come clean her of filth and squalor, you know, these little Mexican ladies, what did they ever do to deserve that? And y'all, then you throw in on a Monday, which, you know, she's absolutely loves Mondays, and then tomorrow the 17th is a full moon, and you know she loves a full moon, y'all, and then the arrival of Big Fatty, y'all, the week is just, it is going to be exponentially getting exponentially better as the week progresses, and then, you know, there'll be extra Vons runs and all this kind of stuff, dear Gussie, and y'all, you know, it's going to be something. But, y'all, I don't understand. I don't understand why she needs to have people, these little Mexican women, come in to clean her filth and squalor. Because, y'all, if she's got that restless arm syndrome, seems to me like you could put a dust rag and a can of Pledge in those arms, and she'd be... She'd have that place spick and span. But anyway, y'all, let me just finish reviewing the weekend. Saturday, Big Fatty was, speaking of sloths, y'all, I was just an absolute sloth on Saturday. Then I got up and watched things on the TV machine again, and just peddled around, and y'all, I made some country ham In honor of the Danberries, because y'all, you know, they've got country ham coming out the wazoo up there in the Connecticut. But y'all, I needed some country ham. I just needed it. And y'all, that is not spelled C-U-N-T. But anyway, had that and pedaled around, and y'all went out to the on Saturday night and ran into Granny and Miss Porter. And y'all, we just had a lovely, just a lovely time. And then the drag show started, and it was time to go. Yes, Big Fatty Volga. And so then on Sunday, I got a load. Big Fatty, please, we're having cherry of clothes into the washing machine, and y'all had my old most regular gentleman caller stop by for a little brown chicken brown cow. Oh, Big Fatty, that is lovely, and y'all, it was good, and then went out with Granny and Miss Water for a little supper on Sunday evening. Y'all went to a new place called the you know what, y'all, we went to a new place, and so I need to do this.
It's restaurant recommendation time. It's restaurant recommendation time. Come on, Big Fatty, and make that recommendation for a restaurant for us to eat at, because it's restaurant recommendation time. It's restaurant recommendation time. Let's eat.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Tom. That is Tom. Oh, that is Tom from the Chicago's, and he recorded that a long time ago. And y'all, I just hadn't recommended a restaurant in a while, but y'all, this place was called the Smoky Oak, and y'all, I had never been there before, but Granny and Miss Porter spoke very highly of it. And so y'all, we went, and it's a barbecue place, and y'all, we had the deep fried mushrooms, and y'all, these were not prepackaged. They were fresh mushrooms, whole mushrooms, that they bought at the Von's East, and and they were dipped into a batter and then deep fried, and y'all, they were lovely with a little horseradish sauce, which was just lovely. And and then I had the combo plate, y'all, and it was, I got the half a rack of ribs and the barbecue poke, and y'all, it came with two side items and a piece of cornbread. And y'all, for one of my side items, I had the fresh dipped onion rings, lovely, Big Fatty. And I had the garden salad with a lemon tarragon. Was it tarragon? Lemon. I think it was lemon tarragon dressing on it. Y'all, it was just lovely. But I asked them to not put the raw onions on there or the tomatoes, because, you know, y'all, the raw onions give Big Fatty the swollen head, and that's never a good thing. You know, cooked onions are fine, but raw onions, no, Big Fatty, no raw onions. And had that, and y'all, after eating those mushrooms and the garden salad, I had about, and y'all, the half a rack of ribs, it must have had 8 ribs on it. And y'all, I had about 4 of them, and y'all, they were the smoked, the rubbed ribs, and but it was lovely. And had some of the poke, but y'all, there was so much food, and y'all, this was only $16 for this plate of food. And y'all, I brought over half of it home with me, so that'll be my lunch later today. And y'all, you know, all this fried food is just gonna make me gassy. And but you know, this is normal for Big Fatty. But y'all, on the way back from I went by the P.O. box.
Make a wish, wish it in a dream, wish it in your heart, and your wish will come true.
Yeah, Gussie, and y'all, at the P.O. box, that was a card. It was a card from Mark. The Laughing Buddha up there in the St. Paul, Minnesota. And y'all, on the front is a picture of a pig. And it says, I'm dating your wife. Big Fatty, you don't you know it. And y'all, it says, and y'all, this is one of Mark's funny postcards. But y'all, I'm not going to use that lame, worn out old music that I played last time. Because y'all, nobody cares. It's just, it's unnecessary. And it's just, it's dated. It's just dated, y'all. And it says, what do you call a zipper on a banana? What do you call a zipper on a banana? And, y'all, the answer is a fruit fly. Big Freddy, that was a good one. So, Mark, up there in the St. Paul, thank you so much for that. And, y'all, that's another one of those need-to-drop-a-bombshell cards. I'm dating you. Okay. But y'all also, y'all, there was a package, and I had been given a heads-up to be on the lookout for a package. And, y'all, I'm looking at the bottom of it now. Or maybe it's the top of it. I don't know what it is. But, y'all, it is from Tampa, Florida. And y'all, on the top it says, please open other end. The wrapping was provided by the Skull Wrapping Service. Scissors may be required. So y'all, I'm going to open the other end. And y'all, the this is from Guru Nudie. It may be from Lover Man as well. I don't know. But y'all, it has been wrapped by the Skull. Because there's enough to, oh y'all, there are green packing peanuts in here to last to the rapture, which is just Saturday, y'all. But y'all, I believe that Guru Nudie said that he was sending me something that I was going to need to be able to survive the rapture dinner on Friday evening. And so y'all, I'm just going to open this up right here. And y'all, scissors are required. Let me just go ahead and tell you that right now. They are required. And y'all, there are enough packing peanuts, like I say, to last to the rapture dinner. Oh, there's a note in here. Let's read the note and see what. Oh, dear Gussie. Let's see. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, there's. Dear Gussie. Dear Gussie. What is this? Y'all, it says, dear Gussie. It says, Big Fatty, I found this great product at the gift shop at the Stuckey's just outside of Lakeland. I immediately thought of you and how useful it would be for the upcoming Rapture dinner. Rapture Diners. Sorry it's empty, but Lover Man's Chop Suey is just dreadful. This makes anything better. Look for some at the Walnut Hills Vons. And y'all, I don't know what this is. And y'all, it's something about Poodle McNoodle in here. Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, what is it? Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear. Oh. Oh, dear Gussie. What does it say now? Y'all, it says, introducing Poodle McNoodle's special gourmet saving sauce. Is that spaghetti sauce inedible? Vegetables mushy. Dear Gussie. Salad overdress. Douse liberally with Poodle McNoodle's special gourmet saving sauce to make even the most rancid, disgusting, and sickening of dishes halfway edible. In cases of unbearable dinner conversation, mix gourmet saving sauce with tonic and serve over ice with 2 lime wedges. Caution may cause urinary incontinence in dogs. And y'all in here. Oh, my God. Oh, Big Freddy, we're running out of time. Hurry up and open it. Well, y'all, he's wrapped it up like the Skull. Y'all, it is an empty bottle. And y'all, it is Poodle McNoodle's special gourmet saving sauce. What do you think of Poodle McNoodle, Vera?
A delightful individual. Absolutely adorable inside and out.
She's got good taste, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.